Backers say this measure would basically bring state employees' rights in line with those of public and private sector workers. American Civil Liberties Union attorney Steve Porter says it was necessitated by a series of U.S. Supreme Court rulings going back about a decade. Those decisions involved states' sovereignty, and Porter says the end result was to protect states from being sued for alleged violations of federal discrimination laws.
That essentially treats state employees less well than any other municipal employee, any other government employee, in fact, any other private employee. These acts apply to everybody except state employees.
So, for example, Porter says a state worker cannot currently sue on the grounds of the Federal Age Discrimination Act if they think they've been fired because of their age. Racine Democratic Assembly sponsor Corey Mason says he's heard anecdotal evidence of these kinds of violations, but says there's no way to tell how common they are.
Well, there's no place you can go to sort of look to see how many people have been denied, because usually what happens is a potential client will come to an attorney and say, I feel that I've been wronged by my employer, and the attorney has to advise their client that unfortunately they have no standing under federal law.
Mason and other Democratic lawmakers introduced a similar plan last year, although it never passed either house of the legislature. The State Department of Administration estimated that covering the lawsuits would cost an extra $1.5 million a year, and the Department of Justice estimated it would need to hire more lawyers to defend the state at a cost of around $400,000. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.